Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we hope that you're all staying warm and that you're driving carefully and that you're keeping your pets indoors in this cold weather. They cannot be out at night or chained up in a backyard, that type of thing. And if you see something like that, report it, because those animals are suffering.
And we also want to remind you, hey, when you're out walking, Fido, be careful of the snow buildup, the snow and the ice on branches, because mm-hmm. they do fall. It's the same thing. You don't go walking in the woods in a heavy wind. Well, when there's heavy snow, it's the same deal. Things fall down, and we're not just worried about you. We're also worried about your pets.
So absolutely.
Be safe out there.
So we also have a few things that we want to remind you of. We have Focus Life Force Energy Innovations Corporations that came on as a new sponsor with us. We're very excited about this program and this company. It is a company providing a subscription to greatly increase the level of consciousness of a property and around a mobile object like your cell phone. And it's at a noticeable and beneficial level. And if it's on your property, that means you're in your house and on your property, you're going to feel that uptick in energy. There's a lot of benefits coming out of this. They have a lot of testimonies on the website. And you can go to our Facebook page, and we have a little article about FLFE, which is Focus Life Force Energy. And you can click on the URL in that little article, and it will take you to their page, and you get a 15-day free trial.
Yeah, check it out, because we have checked them out. We're doing the program. We're really enjoying it,
really
feeling
enjoying
the difference.
It.
And we love supporting people who are looking to raise the consciousness of this world. Well, also, I want to point out, because we're in the last days of this, if you go to TakeTelovite.com, go to TakeTelovite.com, that's TelovitE, they're offering, this is really an unprecedented offer on their Televite product. You'll get 50% off on the second Televite order. Hey, get one for somebody that you care about. It's Valentine's Day.
And an excellent, excellent product. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So we're not sure if a tree still grows in Brooklyn, but we know our favorite herbalist can find something to do with it if it does. We'll talk to Sarah Donna Silverstein, author of Moodtopia, about a favorite topic for this time of year, roses. And she has a lot more to share about herbs and so much more. So don't change that dial. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Sarah Hanna Silverstein, and you know, we're getting near to
Valentine's Day.
And Sarah is the author of a book called Moodtopia. Now, we hope you're in a good mood, but her book is all about taming your moods and de-stressing and finding balance using herbal remedies, aromatherapy, and much more. What we wanted to do was to talk to her about flowers and flower essences and all those things that especially roses, since we are approaching Valentine's Day. We had her on the show last year. You can find her in our archives under Sarah Hanna, and that is, you spell Hanna, C-H-A-N-A, because she's a lovely Jewish girl, I presume, from Brooklyn, or at least has that last name. And at any rate, we wanted to have her back because she is a delightful person. Sarah Hanna, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, sweetie. And Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. It's going to be up upon us in a couple of days. Roses are one of my favorite flowers, and they are always, it seems like, given on Valentine's Day. So what can you say about roses as an herb? I'd never heard roses as an herb.
So what's so fascinating is that all rose petals are edible. Now, I wouldn't eat the ones that you get at your florist because they are sprayed. But if you're out in the wild, roses are edible. Roses have been used for generations all over the world. Very high in vitamin C, very soothing in essential oils. It's good for the skin. But rose tea has been a part of many people's cultures. In my office, we use rose petals in what is called tincture form. Tincture form is when you take the rose petals, you put grain alcohol over it or a glycerite, let it sit for 6 to 8 weeks and strain it, and you have a medicine called rose. Rose is in the Materia Medica. That's the book of herbs and herbs that we use for healing. And what I love about the herb rose is that it helps with broken hearts. So I think that's where the custom started to come. When people are ill or not feeling well, you bring them roses. I mean, in hospitals all across the U.S., every hospital has roses, because studies show that when you hand someone flowers, even if they're not in a good mood, even if they're not in a great place, even if they're not feeling well, just handing someone flowers makes them feel good. And the studies show that the positive response that a person gets is the same whether you're male, female, old, young, whatever traditional background you come from. So what I teach my clients is, if just being handed roses or flowers can make you feel better, imagine taking them internally. And that's what I like to share with my clients.
I think people are familiar with, we've always talked about the form of vitamin C that we like the best is from rose hips. But that was really the only, now is that actually from roses?
So rose hip, in the spring and the summer, we get the roses and we get the rose flowers. And then in the fall, we get the rose hip, which is a wonderful source of vitamin C. You can also tincture that. And people all over the world have traditions to use that in foods also. So rose hips is a very important part of our lives. And rose petals should be and are becoming more popular. If you look online, you can find candied rose petals. And cultures all over the world also use rose water in their cooking. They make it with their cookies and all their pastries. They add rose water, healing, soothing, beautiful taste and smell. Amazing.
Have you tasted roses before, just the rose petals?
For sure. So I do segments all the time in the spring about edible flowers. And even for children's, when you're having cupcakes, instead of putting candied ones on, in the spring and summer, you can get edible flowers. And yes, I've tasted edible roses before. I like it better in tea or tincture form. It's a little bit bitter to eat, but it's still edible.
Cool. We have a lot of roses, so we're going to try that out. I'm thinking, you know, all those times where you used to steal the rose from your neighbors to give to your girlfriend, and they'd know what's going on. But now imagine that people are going over and taking bites out of their roses.
Deer love roses. Very smart. So it's an herb. So how is the herb rose different from an essential rose oil, or is there a difference?
So I personally, in my practice, do not believe that we should ingest essential oils. Some people do ingest oregano essential oil if they have colds or flus. You have to ingest that in a very small amount, or it can burn the esophagus. So that's becoming more popular. Essential oils I only use topically. So if you have those red broken blood vessels on your face or other parts of your body, rose essential oil mixed in with a little bit of a moisturizer can help with broken blood vessels. So primarily I use the essential oil just for people to inhale because it has such a gorgeous fragrance. Now, real true essential oil made from roses is extraordinarily expensive. I'm friends with a perfumer in Los Angeles. I mean, she makes these blends that are just knockout. She spends like $350 for a quarter of an ounce of rose essential oil.
Wow.
So most of the rose oils that we have on the market are chemically produced. It takes thousands and thousands of rose petals.
Yes.
So that's for the essential oil. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's one of the most commonly used fragrance in perfumes. Even if it's not a rose perfume, they mix that essential oil in with other oils. So I love the rose oil. You can put it in a diffuser. You could put a couple drops on your pillow, and it'll just soothe and calm you. But as a medicine, like I said before, I use it in combination with other herbs for people that have broken hearts, people that have been through tragedy, or not even big tragedies, just people that have lost their jobs or their homes. I think those are big tragedies.
Yeah, that's
those
pretty
are.
Big.
You know, those are really big tragedies. But people that have broken hearts, I find it to be really, really reparative. It's very interesting because one of the most popular and most used herbs for the heart is an herb called hawthorn. We use the berries as opposed to the flowers primarily. But that's in the rose family. So we see that medicinally, roses have been used for the heart, and they work well for the heart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, I gave Brenda, when I first met her, some, you know, rose perfume of a commercial name that I won't mentioned, but it was extremely, well, I don't know what, $400 a bottle or something like that. And they used 28 dozen, and that probably was just a little bit of
rose oil
in it.
Yeah,
and put in a perfume form. So, and it seemed to work with her. So we're on the right track.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you can also have rose jelly, rose, you know, so I say it's a great idea on Valentine's. You know, you can give your loved ones just a variety of roses rather than just the roses. You can get her rose water. She can mix that and spray that on her face after a workout to help tone her skin. She can take that rose water and use it in baking. You can get her candy roses, get her some rose jelly. So there's so many ways to use roses that are just not so common.
Yeah, most people haven't heard of that. We only think of, you know, calling up our florist and ordering a dozen roses. And I'm glad that you said at the top of the show, you know, those are sprayed. Unless you're in a shop that does organic or, you know, doesn't use the sprays, all the flowers we get from the, you know, florists usually are sprayed in some manner.
Well, I'm an advocate of grow your own if you possibly can, because it's just great to be around them.
Yeah. So. Definitely.
Right.
And make sure you grow extra for deer.
Yeah.
Because they
right.
will eat them like crazy.
Yes. Yes. In our yard, it's a deer favorite. So,
you know, soldiers around the world, when they were out in the woods, it was a common custom of soldiers to take roses if they were around and pour boiling water over them and make them into a tea. And that was one of the ways they got their vitamin C. So roses fell out of favor in the U.S., or maybe it was never known, but they should be part of our diet. I mean, they're gorgeous, smell wonderful, and available.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Okay, so there's something that a lot of us didn't know. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Sarah Hanna Silverstein. She's just so knowledgeable. We're going to pick her brain, and we'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and so glad to have you on board. Today is one of our favorite days. Well, every day is a favorite day here on Conscious Talk because we get to talk to you about empowering things, knowledge that you don't normally get in the mainstream. And guess what? We're learning right along with you. And that's been our joy for 18 years. You know, we're into 18 and a half years now and still cooking. And today we are here with Sarah Hanna Silverstein. She is the author of a wonderful book called Moodtopia, Tame Your Moods, De-Stress, and Find Balance Using Herbal Remedies, Aromatherapy, and More. She happens to be a master herbalist, and what we're doing today is picking her brain about some interesting herbs that maybe you weren't that familiar with. The first one was the rose. And who even knew that that was an herb?
Yeah, and who knew that it was so edible, or you could use it to spray it on your face, put it on your pillow. We went through all that in the first segment, but let's move on here today, Sarah Hanna, and let's talk about lavender, because that's another favorite of mine.
And that's very big in our part of the world here in Western Washington. We actually live around the corner from
a lavender farm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so that's amazing. You have to go there and take some of their lavender. So lavender is very popular in America as an essential oil. We know it can help with sleep. We know it's relaxing and calming. But in my office, I use the lavender in tincture form, which is a medicinal form that you take internally, like the herb echinacea and like the herb elderberry. We use lavender. You can get lavender in tea bags. If you want to get a medicinal dose and you're using tea bags, you really have to put in 3 or 4 tea bags in the cup, pour boiling water over it, let it steep for about 20 minutes, then squeeze those tea bags, and then you can get a medicinal tea. If you add just one packet of tea in a cup of water, we as herbalists consider that flavoring water.
Mm-hmm.
So with lavender, we use that herb for stuck sadness. So again, we spoke in the first part about how roses are for broken hearts. Lavender is an herb that's been traditionally used for sadness that gets stuck. For instance, you go through a crisis, things get better, things start to work out, and you're just still sad.
Mm.
So lavender will help push that sadness from the body. And most people don't know that you can use lavender that way.
No, I never heard of that. I think that's amazing, and what a wonderful use of it. It smells delicious. It's wonderful, and it's so relaxing. And it's interesting how these herbs can affect your moods. They affect your emotions. How does that really work?
Right. I mean, that's why I wrote Moodtopia,
mm-hmm.
because I knew that there were so many people on psychotropic drugs.
Yes.
Statistics say that 1 out of 5 people are on psychotropic drugs. Now, if anybody's using those medications and feeling better, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It will save people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not anti-medication at all in my office. But there's a lot of people that don't need those medications,
mm-hmm.
but they don't always every day feel emotionally stable like normal people. They can feel frustrated one day, angry, sad, happy, depressed. We go through all these different emotions, which is normal and healthy. But when we get in that sad, stuck state, of course we need to eat healthy food, we need to exercise, drink water, but as an aid, you can also take an herb like lavender that'll help push you along, because we all need that little push to get through our trials and tribulations in life,
mm-hmm.
and that's where lavender comes in. So can you mix lavender tincture with rose? The answer is yes. So when you come to an herbalist like myself, and I discuss all these herbs in Moodtopia, we tend to add 3 to 6 herbs in the same bottle, because we know that herbs mix and make a symbiotic kind of experience. Like if you listen to a jazz band, I mean, piano's great, but add a little saxophone, whoa,
mm-hmm.
add a little bit of keyboard, and you've got an exciting band.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing with herbs, because when we talk about herbs and the emotions, you can sometimes feel frustrated and sad. You can feel agitated and depressed. So the different herbs and the different flowers we're discussing are herbs that will help lift your spirits. Look, they don't change when bad things happen to good people.
Right.
They don't change our situations, but they allow us to feel stronger and more in control as we go through our lives.
And when you make them as a tincture, do you take drops on your tongue? How do you administer those?
So, as I said before, you take the herb, you put it in grain alcohol or a glycerite, let it sit there for 6 weeks and strain it. And then you have this liquid in a bottle. I like it best when people dilute that tincture in a little grape juice or a little water or a little apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're taking herbs, you can take them with or without food. I prefer right before if you can. Like if you're making dinner and you had a hard day at work and you're feeling sad and a little moody, you can take your herbs and then sit down and eat dinner. And if you forgot to take them before dinner, you can take them after dinner.
Yeah.
When I'm suggesting herbs, when you're in a state of agitation or stress or fear or feeling overwhelmed, it's best to take the herbs three times a day for a month or two, and then you'll naturally wean off of it, and then you can you'll only have to take the herbs as needed. Mm. The reason I say take it regularly at first is because when we're going through stressful times, our cortisol levels are very high, and we see that when we take these herbs, it can lower our cortisol levels, which help us cope better in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Now, we love to diffuse oils, and so we usually have something going on in our house all of the time or different parts of the house. I presume that you could also mix essential oils. You could have lavender and rose, or, you know, lavender and maybe something else, and diffuse
Absolutely.
It at the same time.
I mean, that, you know, there's a whole science, and there are these brilliant people that make these essential oil blends. I mean, that's how it began, and then it turned into the perfume business. I mean, one perfume that you love has so many different scents. They have different notes. There's like a middle note and a high note and a low note, the same thing with essential oils. So you can absolutely play around with different combinations and find that combination that makes you feel best. And I have to tell you that, you know, I love diffusers also. I have them in my office and in my house. But if you don't even have diffusers and you don't want to spend, you know, the $10 to get one, you can literally just get a cotton pillowcase and put a couple drops of one oil in one corner of your pillow, a couple drops of another oil in the other corner. When you roll back and forth, get the different smells and see which one you like better. Mm. Maybe you like them both together. Mm-hmm. So you can use essential oils. You don't have to be fancy to use them.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well,
gotcha.
So here's one that's interesting. It's mimosa. Now, you know, this is not orange juice and champagne.
No, and mimosa is not a common flower either. So what is mimosa?
So mimosa is very common in Europe. So in the States, when you want to show someone you love them, you give them roses. But in Europe, it's mimosa. And giving mimosa flowers is a real show of affection.
Mm.
So we use mimosa, although we tend to use the bark of the tree. And mimosa brings joy to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those herbs we use to just make you feel better. You don't have to be sad or lonely or depressed. Just if you want to feel better, you add some mimosa herb to your blends, and people really say it makes them feel better. You know, not like stoned from marijuana, not drunk, you know, from alcohol, just feeling a little bit better. Because, you know, there's that old saying, we're back to roses, you know, you got to see the world through rose-colored glasses, right?
Yeah.
You know, all these things are attributed to these flowers, and mimosa is one of those that you can include in your life to just feel happier.
Mm. Oh, and
that's
that
a
from,
great idea.
Okay, it's from bark. Then that's something that might be available at some of your bulk suppliers at health food stores and
of
things.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And make your own tincture.
And what do you do to the bark then? Do you boil it?
That you tincture it. I mean, I would say get a professional blend.
Uh-huh.
But mimosa is available from some wonderful herb crafters in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an herb I use usually in blends to bring help bring that joy. And again, you know, when I speak to people about herbs, I mean, it's the same thing with statins. If you have high cholesterol and you take a statin drug, your numbers may go down, but you're not going to be healthy unless you're also exercising and eating better. The same thing with herbs. I mean, when you're taking an herb for a broken heart, a sad heart, or to bring joy, you need to accompany action in your life to help feel better.
Absolutely.
But, you know, sometimes we need that little crutch, and I think these herbs are like a good, healthy crutch.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of helps us along. You know, not every day are we going to have the strength to exercise, but when you take mimosa, you may get that energy boost to be able to go out there and exercise.
Mm. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that's really great. You know, never heard of that. That's something new. Hopefully our listeners are learning something new. I'm sure they are.
Right. And so, Brenda, when I bring you some bark, it is a sign of affection. Yeah, that's
it. I think of the flowers.
Yeah.
What do the mimosa flowers in the spring?
What do the flowers look like?
You have to look them up online.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
Okay, yeah. Good. We will do that. And folks, you might want to do that too, because now I'm really curious about what mimosa looks like. Well, we're here today with Sarah Hanna Silverstein. Her book is Moodtopia. Her website, Moodtopia, unless you have a better one, moodtopiabook.com. Is that the one you want us to
that
use?
That one's great. Or they can look up sarahhanna.com. That's sarahhanna.com. Both go to the same place.
Okay, great. Those are the great websites, folks, and we have it up on our site as well at conscioustalk.net. So don't worry if you're driving and can't write it down. And we'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk. The real meal deal.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're having such a fun interview here today with Sarah Hanna Silverstein. The book is Moodtopia. We're talking today, we've interviewed her before, and that interview is up on our site at conscioustalk.net. In our archives, you can download that for free, and that happened about a month ago. But we're back talking to her today.
It was about a year ago, actually.
No, was it that long ago?
Yeah, was that, yeah.
Sarah, was it?
Yeah,
it was more than a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a long time. You can look it up by putting her name in the search engine, and you'll find it on our site. But today we're talking about flowers as herbs and the use of these incredible flowers as herbs. And we've gone through a couple of them. We've done rose, we've done lavender, we've done mimosa, which we learned about. But now we want to do California poppy. Tell us about California poppy.
California poppy is a stunning herb and flower, and everybody needs to look that up online because it's just so gorgeous. And it's used to help you fall asleep. It's not going to work exactly like a sleeping pill, but it definitely calms the system down and helps you sleep. When you take an herb to help with slight insomnia, it's best not to take the herb right before you go to sleep. It's like, oh my gosh, you look at the time. It's 1 a.m. I need to be asleep by 1:10. That's not how anything works. But if you want to try to go to bed by 1, you can take some California poppy like 7 or 8. You can take another dose of it again around 10 o'clock, and then you can take it right before you go to bed. Mm. It's best when you use herbs like California poppy or passion flower, which is another stunning, stunning, gorgeous herb that helps with sleep. It's best to take it a couple times before you want to go to sleep. Mm. It calms the system down, helps the body relax, helps that mind to stop circling and circling all the thoughts, and helps you sleep.
Mm. That's wonderful. And hopefully, folks, you can look a lot of these up online so you can see what they look like.
Yeah, we have an orange carpet of California poppies in our yard, starting
beautiful.
In the spring right through the summer. And they are amazing. Actually, through the fall. They're amazing.
Yes.
So they're available.
And we have yellow ones as well. And those are a different type of poppy, I would assume?
No, they're all the same,
are
I
they
think.
All? Oh, they, are they, Sarah?
Yes, they are. They have different colors and different... They're just stunning. And if you look up passion flower, it's one of the most exotic herbs. And passion flower, it's safe. Women take it while pregnant. Mm. Women take it through perimenopause and menopause. Passion flower has been used for generations to help as a sleep aid. And it's wonderful. You know, people say to me all the time, well, Sarah Hanna, shouldn't I be able to just lay down and go to sleep? I'm like, yeah, but that's not reality. I mean, we have so much going on. Our lives are so busy, traffic, paying bills on time, going places. I mean, our lifestyle is just changing so rapidly and not in a calm way.
Right.
So by the time it's time to go to bed, people are wound up and they're like, should I do 3 more things or should I go to sleep? Or I've got 3 dishes in the sink. Should I do them? Should I go to sleep? Our minds just are on such high speed that these herbs can kind of tone it down a little bit and maybe make it okay to not do those last 4 dishes and get to them in the morning.
Yeah, and also that's where that real deep energy comes from these, from flowers and flower essences and things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's that energy you need to be relaxed for.
Yes.
And so I get it. I'm obviously a big herb fan. And as my father used to say to me, because there are so many things that are considered weeds that are really very helpful. He used to say that they were just weeds were underappreciated wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that flies with you, but that's something that we've learned to love.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing is when I do what is called a medicinal weed walk. It is my favorite thing. I live in the city of Brooklyn. If anybody's been here, it is the concrete jungle. And I remember I was in Midtown Manhattan just beginning as a student, and my teacher said, if you want to heal a person, see what grows around their house.
Right.
Now, when I was in Manhattan, there were people from Connecticut and New Jersey and Massachusetts. And I went over to her and I said, excuse me, I'm from Brooklyn. Have you seen it? What do we have in Brooklyn? We have concrete, fire escapes, dog poop, and cars. I'm like, which one should I be giving to my patients? And she said, I want you to take this Peterson guide, which is a guide to things that grow naturally, and I want you to walk around your neighborhood. And I grabbed my husband. He was so embarrassed. And we started walking, and within one block, I found 10 medicinal herbs growing through the cracks of the concrete, in alleys, under broken down cars.
Yep.
And it's right here for us.
Yes.
Yeah. And Absolutely. That's how nature works. Nature shows up when it's needed. And,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always love that. So if something looks like a weed that's growing in your yard, well, you know,
could
look it up.
Could be very medicinal for you. Well, we're here with Sarah Chana.
Hannah
Silverstein, and we'll be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better?
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we are so glad to have you back. And what? You just ran across us? Well, you can find out a whole lot about Conscious Talk and what we've been talking about for 18 years by going to conscioustalk.net. And one of the people that you're going to find there is Sarah Hannah Silverstein. And you can find her in the archives, but just put Sarah Hannah, which is spelled C-H-A-N-A, in the search engine. You're going to find her page, how to connect with her, because believe me, folks, not only is she the author of a great book called Moodtopia, but she is a fount of information, and you might even want to consult with her. So check out her page at conscioustalk.net. I'm Rob Spears.
I'm Brenda Michaels, and we are here with Sarah Hannah Silverstein talking about flowers as medicinal, you know, for us to use as medicinal plants. And we've been through quite a few, including the last one, the California poppy. Let's talk a little bit about dandelion. That's very popular. They're in everybody's yard. Tell us about that.
In everybody's yard, and everybody wants to, like, get rid of them. They're like, poison them, poison them. They're like, no, save the dandelions.
Mm.
So the dandelion plant is amazing. The roots are different than the leaves, and the leaves have different actions than the flowers.
Mm.
So that's a plant where we're going to make three different medicines from one plant.
Mm.
And what's very interesting about dandelion flowers is that when you put it in an oil, so we spoke before about making a tincture where you take the plant and put it in grain alcohol or glycerite. But with dandelion and also different flowers and plants, you can put them in an olive oil, let them sit out in the sun for a week or two, and then strain it, and you'd have dandelion oil. And what they found with dandelion oil is that if you have those little skin tags, that are, you know, on your neck or somewhere that you don't like them, if you put dandelion oil and massage it into that, it takes a while that they tend to fall off.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
And we also use dandelion oil for massages, that it goes in. If you're having a massage therapist work on you, just buy her some dandelion oil, that it helps relax and soothe tight muscles. I mean, let's take all those plants all over the world and make them into medicine.
Yeah, amen.
And dandelion leaves in your salad, right?
Absolutely. It helps stimulate the liver. The liver is what supports the cleaning system. I don't like to say that we're toxic and we need to do a toxic cleanse, but we want to support our liver. So eating bitters is very important. You know, I have a chapter in my book, Moodtopia, about liver and liver health. And there was an Italian herbalist that I interviewed, and he said his mother, who was an herbalist, his grandmother, said that in her times, people typically ate 120 different plants in a calendar year.
Wow.
And a lot of them were bitters, because bitters support the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And now if we like count on, you know, two hands, we typically as Americans maybe eat like 9 vegetables, like onions, garlic, lettuce, cucumber, peppers, eggplant, potatoes, you know, maybe some zucchini. We really are limited. So we want to get those bitters in our body, that arugula, those dandelion leaves. So whenever possible, eat your bitters and eat them before you go to eat your meal. You know, if you go to a fancy restaurant in France, you'll get like an endive salad, will be an appetizer that will stimulate your digestive juices, stimulate your liver before you're going to eat that super creamy, saucy meal afterwards.
Right.
We've lost that habit here in America, and I think we should really push for eating more.
Yeah, and look, and people, they don't lose weight if you don't produce enough bile, and bitters help produce bile.
Mm-hmm.
So very important.
Yes. So what about the flowers of the dandelion?
So, I mean, they are edible. People will kind of take off the little petals and put them in pancakes for kids. I'm not aware of that much medicinal. I mean, it's got some carotenoids, which are yellow antioxidants, but I use them mostly in oils. And they're beautiful. You should see, look online for dandelion oil. You'll see gorgeous jars with just these dandelion flowers just kind of soaking. Beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. Nice. Okay, well, so look, there's a few others that we want to just touch on. What about skullcap? I mean, that's a beautiful purple flower.
So skullcap is one of my favorite herbs. I mean, like, if I had to pick a favorite herb, I have like 100, but skullcap would definitely be up there. Skullcap is for nervous tension, nervous anxiety. And if you look at the flower, it's a beautiful purple flower. Now, there's not research done yet on the effects of the different colors on our psyche. That is where I'd like researchers to go, because certain plants that we use for emotional health, like skullcap, we'll talk about motherwort and other herbs, they have different color flowers. So skullcap you can take in tincture form when you're nervous, when you're anxious, you have to go to your kid's PTA, you have to do some public speaking, you're going to the airport, have to go through TSA, any kind of nervous experience, when you take skullcap, it's calming, soothing, and relaxing without feeling sedated. I love skullcap. I don't know why it's not as popular as it should be, but we've got to have it become popular, because people will feel a lot better if they take it.
And you make it as a tincture, and means that you put it in a little apple juice or water or something and take it like that. Do you take it away from food or with food or before food?
You can take these herbs with or without food, and you can buy all these herbs I'm talking about online. I like them better in tincture form than capsules, because what happens with a plant is you go to the store, you buy some parsley, and it's beautiful and green, and you keep it in your fridge. The next day, it's wilty. The day after that, it gets a little bit yellow. The day after that, it gets a little gray, and you throw it away. So once we take the plant out of the ground or the flower off the bush, it starts to disintegrate and die. So what people have done for thousands of years is taken these plants and put them, as we've discussed, either in grain alcohol or a glycerite, to keep their vitality and break them down. Mm. So when you take a capsule, it's a dried, I mean, think about dried parsley.
Oh, yeah.
It looks beautiful in food. I use dried parsley to color my food, but it's not the same as using a live plant.
Absolutely.
So when you take herbs in capsule form, they've lost most of their vitality and they've lost most of their natural essential oils, which are important for us.
Okay, the next one we want to hit before the end of our segment here, the end of the show, is motherwort, which is a pink flower.
Motherwort, you have to look it up online. It's gorgeous, and it's kind of funny looking at the same time. Motherwort is for gloominess and sadness. Mm. So people that are feeling great, and the next thing they know, they're feeling gloomy with or without a reason. I love this herb. I do use it for men, don't get me wrong, but I love it for women before their cycles, during their cycles, after their cycles, and in between. Perimenopause, menopause, anytime a woman feels a little hormonally imbalanced, motherwort will help her feel more balanced. It is not a hormone, but it helps you feel more balanced. Mm. And I mean, living in Brooklyn and New York, I wish they had like an IV of motherwort on every corner.
Yeah.
A woman and man could go, I need a boost right now.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. Now, could we be seeing tinctures at Starbucks?
That would we could.
Yeah, we could.
That would be the next thing I'd like.
Yeah.
Can you put in 2 dropperfuls of Skullcap? That, you know, I mean, could that bring world peace?
Oh, amen.
We're working on it.
That's worth a try, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, we only have a little over a minute left. Let's get to linden, which is a white flower.
Linden trees are gorgeous. If you walk down the street and the linden trees are blooming, I mean, the smell is unbelievable. Mm. So linden's been used for generations as a tea. Very often in Europe, at the end of an expensive meal, they'll give you a linden tea. Linden is calming and soothing and aids with digestion. And it's another herb that helps support the heart. Mm. So I have a lot of kids that are maybe a little ADD, a little ADHD, they're a little bit nervous, they have some digestion problems, and linden works beautifully for them. And people of all ages, that's another plant that I feel is really important for people to know about.
Cool. Well, we've got time for one more. Do you want to do the lemon balm or the blue vervain?
Vervain, yeah.
You know, let's do lemon balm. I mean, I'm just going to say blue vervain is for like real anxiety. Who doesn't have that sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
But lemon balm is in the mint family. It's calming and soothing. Lemon balm is something everybody can grow on their windowsill, in their backyards. So easy to grow. You can make it into ice pops in the summer. It's antiviral and it's calming and soothing. So if you are fearful in airports and have to travel, it's a great herb to keep in your purse. It doesn't make you sleepy. It's calming and soothing. It's
wonderful.
Wonderful, exactly.
Thank you all for joining us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more.
Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, Mu Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.